Well, when I saw that this was the theme for tonight, first I thought of formal education. But I don't think of schooled as a formal education, like Holly was just saying. I think of schooled as something that you've had opportunity to observe, you have experience and practice. So I'd like to talk about being schooled in the mental health arena. I'll give three perspectives of being schooled in the mental health arena. The first one I was introduced to was when I became a pharmaceutical sales rep 15 years ago in the neuroscience division. And so as a result of that, the perspective there was mental illness. And I called on psychiatrists, and my first rude awakening was that psychiatrists weren't therapists. The psychiatrists simply prescribe meds. Therapists are people like Holly. I didn't realize that. So I actually learned all about the medications that the variety of mental illnesses were, the medications that were used for those illnesses. And the focus was the limitation of these people and how to help them function in society. And anybody from, you know, people with schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, depression, generalized anxiety disorder, I learned about the medications for these illnesses and the symptoms of these illnesses. And I did preceptorships with psychiatrists. That is, I would shadow a psychiatrist for a day or a half a day in his office, in the psych ward, in the free clinic. And in his office, I actually had opportunities sometimes to sit there when he had a patient in the office with him as long as I got the patient's permission. And in the psych ward, I saw really, really sick people who the medications weren't helping or the side effects of the medications were worse than the illness itself. And in the free clinics, there were a lot of homeless people that hadn't even been formally diagnosed yet, but who obviously had a mental illness. In one case, there was a patient who the doctor said had schizophrenia, and the doctor wanted him to take these meds, which would be free, which is where I came in with all my samples, and the patient was convinced that at the factory level, they were putting worms in these capsules, and he was not going to take them. So he was a paranoid schizophrenic. And it really was disheartening. The second perspective that I had on in the mental health arena was on mental wellness, which move ahead 15 years, where I became a job coach for a mental health agency. And the focus was not on a chronic illness that needed to be treated forever, but on mental wellness, on a recovery-based approach where the people with any kind of mental health diagnosis from schizophrenia to minor depression could function and actually go back and get a job. And so my role as a job coach is once these clients, I don't call them patients anymore, I call them clients, once these clients have been determined by the Department of Rehabilitation to be ready to go back to work, and the clients agree that they are ready to go back to work, my role is to help them adjust to being back in the workforce. And I can go from any level to simply observing and writing my notes to working right alongside of them and helping them. So the whole focus shifted from, for me, from mental illness to mental wellness. And for example, you could have somebody who's diagnosed with schizophrenia who would be really good at a detail-oriented job where he is or she is extremely able to focus. You have someone with PTSD or generalized anxiety disorder who can't multitask. They need a very calm working environment, quiet. Maybe they're even going to be allowed to wear headsets to listen to soft music while they work. So lots of different approaches, but it's all based on recovery, which is you know, years ago in the pharmaceutical industry, it was just based on another prescription. And I don't know if that's my perception that's changed coming at it from different angles, or if the industry has changed toward recovery-based rather than treatment. The third perspective that I have the challenge of dealing with and always have had is the general public's perception of mental illness. There's a lot of confusion between developmentally disabled and mentally ill, and words like retard and retarded. There's just a lot of confusion and a lot of stigma against mental illness. Thankfully, in our agency, we have about 10 companies that participate in our program where me and the worker will go in and we work for them, but we're paid by the agency. So it's kind of win-win-win. The company gets free labor, the worker gets free experience but gets paid for it, and I just, you know, do the assessment, and then based on my notes and the person's progress, then the next step is to determine if they will get another or get a real job, you know, a real paying job. And so I've had that whole shift from mental illness perspective to mental wellness perspective, and hopefully the stigma is going away. And if you want to find out more about it, you can go to this website. That's the thing.